There are 1.5 million people in Ohio without health insurance, and most will be required to get it starting in 2014. But there are just a few dozen official navigators working to educate Ohioans about these new health plans. So insurance companies, like CareSource, are stepping up their game. Scott Streeter with CareSource says step one will just be getting people who are uninsured used to the idea of going out and buying insurance.
They have been turned down by insurance companies for years. They have been priced out of the market.
CareSource employees will spread out to libraries and social service agencies across Ohio in the coming months, aiming to enroll 50 to 150,000 new customers. Brian Loy with insurance provider Humana says they're working with YMCAs on education efforts.
Words like premiums and deductibles and out-of-pocket maximums and co-payments and co-insurance, we're going to great lengths to make sure folks understand what it is that they're purchasing or considering to purchase.
There's a demand for education. A recent Bloomberg poll said the majority of Americans think the law will affect them, but almost half say they don't know enough to decide if that effect will be good or bad. But there's another reason for insurance companies to get out in the field. They stand to gain paying customers by the tens of thousands. So while companies let people know about the law, they're also plugging their own insurance plans. I asked Brian Loy,
do you see a conflict of interest with educating people about the Affordable Care Act overall and kind of promoting a product at the same time?
Well, I think that there are educational needs that individuals are going to have as baseline in order for them to understand how to select products. But the short answer to your question is no.
Okay, we have private insurers doing education. We have the federal navigators, hospitals, community groups, and Obama supporters have been running TV ads since June.
Better coverage and lower costs. That's what Obamacare means for them.
Still, with just a few days to go before the marketplace opens, even the insurers aren't convinced the Obamacare road will be a smooth one. Steve Ringel is also with CareSource.
We expect a lot of confusion in the marketplace around this for a number of years. It's not something that they're going to turn a light switch on and everybody's going to get it.
But Ringel says the hard work will pay off.
We will be ready. The feds will be ready. At least we're knocking on wood that they will be ready.
The Affordable Care Act marketplace is set to open October 1st, and the new health plans for uninsured Americans go into effect next year. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.